Welcome to The Balanced Mind, a podcast dedicated to understanding emotion and achieving emotional maturity. We're going to dive deep into the roots of our feelings and ask a critical question. How can we manage emotion more effectively with greater wisdom? The goal is to help you grow in emotional intelligence, leading to a better quality of life and more fulfilling relationships. In every area of your life, from your workplace to your closest friendships, I'll provide you with a practical toolkit and insights to help you navigate life's challenges with greater emotional maturity and resilience. Hello, my name is Dion Bicycle, and I am a supportive counselor. I am dedicated to helping you achieve a better quality of life. Welcome to The Balanced Mind. Let's begin. Showing an envious resentment of someone or their achievement, possessions, or perceived advantages. Now, this definition is according to the Oxford Language Dictionary. So let's look at resentment of someone's achievement. So I always think of this when I look at people younger than me and they achieve something. Maybe they go through university and they achieve a degree in some sort of course. Then I am jealous because I don't have that and I want that. That is the thing. I want their achievements. Same with possessions. When someone buy a nice car, I want that car, I want that. That is possessions. Or perceived advantages. Yes, so I want someone's advantage when they have a contact or a connection to a higher person, which can open door for me. So I am jealous of that contact, or I resent someone for the contact they have or their advantages they have. I'm just gonna repeat that quickly. Jealousy is a feeling or a showing an envious resentment of someone of their achievement, possessions, or perceived advantages. So, what is the root of jealousy? At the root, we can see that jealousy is caused by a desire to achieve or obtain something that's been demonstrated by someone else. Jealousy is thought patterns are caused by a stimulus that is deemed desirable and that causes someone to identify a deficit in one's own life. So if we get jealous, what are some of the things that we can feel physically in our body that changes when we get jealous? Jealousy triggers the release of stress hormones like adrenaline and cholesterol, which are part of the human body's natural fight or flight response. These hormones activate the sympathetic nervous system, leading to the physical changes, preparing the body to deal with a perceived threat. Something that you'll notice is that there will be a shaking or trembling of hands. So, especially in the hand or your voice, due to the adrenaline, you would shake. And you can hear the difference in one's voice. It's very interesting. Then also, people can start sweating, especially in their hands. They will have a wet hand, clammy hands. And that is the body's mechanism to cope with this emotion. And it can also attempt to calm a person down, the sweating, you know? Also, there's restlessness, a strong urge to fidget, pace, or move, reflecting internal anxiety. We also see cardiovascular symptoms, which we can see that a person's heart would pump faster, and changes in the blood pressure are common due to the adrenaline. Interesting what jealousy does to a human body, right? We can also see that in someone's gut, in other words, in someone's stomach, one can experience ache or pain or even nausea when we get jealous. Then also we can have headaches. Headaches can occur as a physical manifestation of the stress and attention associated with jealousy. Lastly, we can also see chest discomfort. So chest pain is a physical symptom that can accompany feelings of jealousy. A very important one as well is muscle tension. Your body may feel tense, which can lead to other aches and pains. We can also see it in our jaw as we cleanse or we're grinding our teeth. This is very common when we see anxiety and anger, but also jealousy. We can also notice our breathing that changes. You see, breathing can become more shallow and your body can react to emotional stress. And that emotional stress then is the emotion jealousy that we experience. We are firstly going to look at the benefits of jealousy. You see, jealousy can serve as powerful internal signal acting as an emotional spotlight on our own needs. You see, jealousy can be seen as a signal to a threat to a valuable relationship. Jealousy's primary function is to alert you to a potential threat to something you value greatly, whether it's your romantic relationship, a close friendship, or a career opportunity. This is an adaptive trait. It forces you to pay attention to a bond you want to protect. Jealousy can also reveal insecurities and needs. You see, the specific nature of your jealousy often points directly to your deepest insecurities. Are you jealous of someone's success? This may reveal a hidden need for more recognition in your own life. Or you may be jealous of a friend who spent a lot of time with somebody else. This may signal a need for more quality time or reassurance in your relationship or just your friendship. It provides a specific area for self-reflection and personal growth. It can also motivate self-improvement. If you feel jealous of someone else's achievements or characteristics, that feeling can be channeled into constructive motivation. Instead of resenting the other person, you can use the feeling to fuel to improve your own skills, pursue a goal, a deficit you perceived in yourself. This turns the feeling from toxic envy into positive ambition. There is also benefits for your relationship. You see, when jealousy is discussed openly and honestly, it can actually strengthen a relationship by clarifying boundaries and commitment. It promotes an open communication. Acknowledging the feeling of jealousy rather than suppressing it, it opens a door for difficult but essential conversations. It focuses on both parties to discuss what is making you feel insecure and what the relationship rules and boundaries are. This process can lead to a greater mutual understanding. Jealousy can also clarify commitment and value. Expressing jealousy in a non-accusatory way can promote your partner or your friend to reaffirm their commitment to you. The reassurance and the validation you receive can confirm the value and stability of the relationship, which can ultimately strengthen the bond. It also increases relationship vigilance. Experiencing jealousy can make you more aware of and appreciate what your partner or your friend has for you. It makes you less likely to take the relationship for granted and more proactive about showing affection. Spending quality time and engaging in maintenance behaviors that keep the connection growing strong can actually be a very good motivation. Dr. Caroline Leaf is a world-renowned clinical and religious neuroscientist, and in her podcast on YouTube, she confirms that jealousy is very beneficial for personal growth and relationships. She discusses how jealousy can examine what you value. So it shows what is important to you in your life and also what is your desire. So what do you want out of life? But she says that we must take jealousy and turn it into curiosity to find out something more about ourselves. Asking ourselves, what do I want out of life? A personal example of this benefit is when I see someone younger than me secure a well-paying job, a goal I desire for myself. The initial feeling is jealousy, but instead of letting it turn into resentment, I view it as a powerful signal, like Dr. Caroline says, signal or alarm. This feeling is not just negative, it immediately becomes constructive motivation to go out and do something about the feeling. You see, the jealousy shines a light directly onto my own insecurities and unmet desires, forcing me to self-reflect, digging deeper into what I desire or what I want for myself. This pushes me to actively seek new opportunities, gain more wisdom, and ultimately improving my own skills so that I can increase my value. In essence, the jealousy drives me to overcome my fears and take action for my personal and professional benefit. Furthermore, Dr. Caroline Leaves also talk about how jealousy, when communicated openly with a partner or friend, how it can benefit the relationship and how it can become more stronger, and trust can be built out of jealousy. But again, when it is communicated openly and not accusing one another. The key word here is non-accusatory. Very important. Now we're gonna look a bit more about when jealousy becomes a bad thing. Now in life, I'm sure all of us have had this behavior that we're gonna talk about. And I'm sure that all of us can say something about the time when someone was jealous of us. But there are also times when people break down our relationships and obviously our own human existence. And this is not a good thing. The first thing we can look out for is when someone is controlling you. When someone is trying to control your actions, telling you what you need to do in order to keep this relationship going. They also want to know everything about you, where you are, what you're doing, who you're talking to. And they will tell you who are you allowed to talk to and who you're not allowed to talk to. Many times people would isolate the person from family and friends, and even as much as co-workers. Then we also see jealousy when someone tries to manipulate and control someone else's finances, telling them what to buy and what not to buy. And then also interactions, social interactions. Many times the individual will get isolated from their family and friends. This is a very common sign of a jealousy breaks down relationships, and we must all be aware of that and not soften it by saying he or she is so much in love with me, they don't want me to interact with someone else. That is a very, very dangerous place to be, and what we need to look out for in our relationships. We are talking about jealousy and when it is harmful in our relationships, or in other words, when does jealousy become bad for a relationship, or toxic is a better word. So many times jealousy will pop up as an unwarranted suspicion and accusation. So that means when you're in a relationship and someone's accusing you of things you did not do, things that people expect you did. In other words, those accusations has no evidence. People also say that you betrayed them in their relationships, but like I said, there's no evidence of it. That is also a big sign of someone being jealous of you. Like I said, also when people isolate you, before the break, I talked about when a partner or friend is isolating you from your family, or your work, or your friends. But another thing is also monitoring you. You know, checking the partner's phone constantly. Who did you talk to? Who did you WhatsApp? Who did you email even? People would go into immense intensity when they monitor someone. They can even go as far as tracking their activities or trying to isolate them from friends and family, like I said. Even when they would go shopping together and someone would pass along a partner, they would say, "Who's that? You smiled at that person, or you were in that person's way. What's your relationship with that person?" People get very, very intense when they are jealous. Then it can also go to emotional manipulation, using threats, guilt, and verbal bullying to control a partner. These threats and guilt, they would always try to use your emotions against you so that they can come out as on top. So in other words, they will break you down, and nothing the person can say could ever satisfy the person who is jealous. And verbal bullying is a common thing to control a partner. Public humiliation is another thing. When making fun or insulting a partner in front of others, this can be in front of friends, in front of family, even in public, meaning in a restaurant or in a mall, where people look at the conversation and wondering what's going on. And somehow, the person who is jealous would also turn the focus towards themselves, showing the public humiliation that they're in control and they're the victim. This happens quite a lot, and it's very, very embarrassing. Then there is also physical intimidations. When someone uses a weapon to threaten you, yes, weapon like a knife or pistol can be used, but also abuse, physical abuse, fists, and they like harming someone else so that people can see what's going on. You see, you can't really always hide physical abuse. People notice it, and then the jealous one feeds off it and feel like they're in control of a person. So yeah, jealousy can be very, very bad. Then we continue by saying a consequence of this unhealthy behavior is the erosion of trust. You see, constant suspicions and accusations make it impossible to trust your partner. if you think about it in a logical way. If someone is jealous of you and keep on accusing you of things that's not a fact, in other words, that it never happened, the trust is broken down. And when trust is broken down, the relationship starts to crumble. But this must be a sign for you to know that you need to get out of this relationship, break away, so that you as human can live a healthy life. Believe me, people with jealousy in their lives is toxic. And any toxic thing can, I always want to say, murder character and one's life. I know it's quite intense way of saying it. Also, jealousy can increase conflict a lot. People would constantly go and start conflict by saying, you did A, B, and C, and D. You did this and this and this. And then obviously you counteract it and saying, but I did not. And you stand on what is true. You did not. But if you counteracted with that, then conflict started. Because someone who is jealous would believe what they see is true and won't always accept what is fact. Obviously, when there's no trust and there's a lot of conflict involved, there's a decrease in intimacy. See, the emotional connection of a relationship suffers. It's difficult to be intimate with someone when they are constantly hurting you. See, intimacy means also you are vulnerable with the person. And when you are vulnerable with them, they take that and use it also against you, and then the jealousy can increase, and that makes it more difficult for someone to be intimate. And then it comes down to emotional distress. You see, both the jealous person and their partner can experience increased anxiety, worry, and worthlessness. You see, you as the victim of jealousy, you wouldn't know what to do anymore. Or you would say, but what is it worth living? Because they feel so worthless. Because jealousy keeps on breaking them down and down. And remember, jealousy would break you, can break you down and isolate you, and that can weaken one's character. And then anxiety grows and a person can't, or they don't know what to do with this feeling anymore of worthlessness. So what do we do when we acknowledge that there's jealousy in a relationship? Well, firstly, you need to identify it. Because if you identify it, you know what to do with it. So from there, I would rather say, go to someone, a counselor, psychologist, someone who can help you acknowledging it and managing it. You need to find someone to help you. You can't really get out of this sort of relationship without the professional help. You see, therapy can help you address the underlying issues and develop healthier coping mechanisms. Also, you need to communicate it. If you feel jealous, you know, if you feel there's jealousy and you need to address it, first acknowledge it and then express the feeling. please note that when you express your jealousy feelings, do it calmly without resorting to blame or control. So in other words, from a humble point, saying, yes, I am jealous of you, and this is what makes me jealous, and this is why. But don't turn it into a blame game. Do not try to use your jealousy to control someone else. If you do it like that, you will end up harming your relationship. But when you calmly talk about it, you can build a very strong relationship. Like you said, jealousy can be a good thing too, and this is where jealousy is a good thing, when it can build relationship and not break it down. Remember we said that jealousy can improve oneself. So focus on self-improvement. Work on your own self-esteem and address any feelings of shame or inadequacy. How we manage someone who is jealous of us? Well, the first thing is to stay calm. And if it is in a professional environment like at work, it is important to stay professional. Don't draw drama or any arguments out, especially in front of others. And at home, just keep on doing what you're doing. The thing is, when you react to the jealousy, that is what the person wants. He wants that attention. So let's focus on not drawing out any attention that was born out of jealousy. Second thing is to focus on what you're doing. So when you are at work, focus and concentrate on your responsibilities and delivering an excellent result in your job, letting your work speak for itself. When you're at home, in a personal environment, just continue doing your daily tasks. Remember, like I said before, a jealous person wants to disrupt your daily routine, and they want to draw out attention from you. Don't take it personally. Remember, it is that person who is jealous of you. So don't make it a personal thing. Remember that their jealousy is about their own insecurities. It's not about you. And that's why I say don't draw attention to it. But sometimes it is necessary to address the situation. So have a calm conversation. Remember what Dr. Caroline Leaf said about having a conversation. It can actually benefit the relationship. So if you decide to talk to them, do so when you are both calm. So in other words, don't try to talk to someone when they're attacking you, or when you're in public, when they're insulting you in public or something like that. So, not in the heat of the moment, no. Take a time. A thing that I've learned is to make an appointment. Say, okay, so, person, can we talk on this day and time? Can we have a conversation? Make an appointment. And say, we need to talk about what's going on between you and me. That is the most professional thing you can do. And also at home, you know, make a point in time to talk about the situation. use the I statements to express how their actions make you feel. So say, I feel embarrassed when you do this. It's also important to ask them, what are you jealous about? You see, maybe there's a misconception what they have. Because, you know, we're not always perfect. But perceptions can then create jealousy. And when we talk about those perceptions and tell them what the truth is, jealousy can subside and they can see, oh, but listen, this person is not what I thought it was. So talking and having a calm conversation is key. Then you can also offer encouragements. So a sincere compliment or encouragement to help the person who's jealous define their own goal and skills can help them build their self-growth. This one really sometimes take defeat under them out. So offering a compliment saying, hey, but you did well. Well done on this job. And so on. Lastly, you can set boundaries. See, clear communication about your personal life and your personal boundaries is very important. Because then they understand how far they can go. But remember that when someone crosses your boundary, there is consequence. And on this, we're going to talk about more in another podcast. But it's very important to set your boundaries and tell them that if you're going to continue with your arguments and your attitude of jealousy towards me, there are going to be consequences. And in the workplace, you can say, I have to report you to HR and so on. In a personal sense, you also need to set boundaries, say, but I can't take this anymore. I have to protect myself. Remember, boundaries is about protecting yourself. We've talked about what to do with jealousy on a general level. But if you're struggling with specific triggers or find that these feelings are constantly harming your relationships, a more personalized approach can be transformative. As a supportive counselor, I am dedicated to enhancing the total well-being of my clients through a systematic approach to counseling, helping you achieve wholeness in your body, mind, and spirit. My focus is on caregiving and personal growth, not just symptom management. We work together to help you navigate your well-being, whether it's related to physical or mental health, so you can achieve a better quality of life. I'm committed to helping you facilitate self-care, enhance your overall well-being, and support your bio-spiritual wellness. We'll develop a plan together, and I will be there to train, to guide, and to monitor you so you can make lasting changes. My mission is to help you protect yourself from negative factors, prevent risk factors that lead to problems, and educate you on how lifestyle choices impact your health by giving you practical, coping skills, we can promote a positive state of well-being for yourself. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so by going to my Facebook page, Dion Bicycle, and leave me a message on Messenger. If you'd like to send me an email, you are most welcome. You can email me on dionlabo@gmail.com. That is Dion Labo, Delta, Echo, Orange, November, Lima, Alpha, Bravo, Unit @gmail.com with the balanced mind in the subject line. To conclude our episode for today, thank you once again for tuning into the Balanced Mind with me, Dion Bicycle. Today we've faced one of the most consuming emotions head-on, jealousy. We've learned that at its root, jealousy is not just a resentment of another person, but a powerful emotion trigger-rooted in the fear of losing something we deeply value or the desire for something we feel we lack. We also confirm this emotion as anything but subtle. It throws your body into a full-blown stress response. That racing heart, clenching jaw, and the sinking feeling in your stomach are all the physical manifestations of adrenaline and cortisol preparing you for a perceived threat. The most powerful takeaway from this episode is that jealousy is a dual-edged sword. The goal isn't to eliminate the feeling, but to understand and consciously choose to harness it. As we discussed, and as insights from experts like Dr. Caroline Leaf confirms, when used correctly, jealousy is a fantastic tool for self-growth. It acts as a constructive alarm bell and a compass. So it promotes self-reflection. It shines a light on your deepest insecurities and fears, showing you exactly what you need to work on. It motivates a positive action. If you feel jealous of an achievement, it reveals a desire to be valued in that area, pushing you to actively gain knowledge, seek new opportunities, and improve your skills. It can also strengthen bonds. It can force necessary open communication in relationships, clarifying commitment and value when handled maturely and honestly. The key is to meet that initial physical feeling of jealousy, identify the root cause, which is almost always an insecurity or a fear of loss, and then consciously channel that energy for personal growth and not relational destruction. The line between constructive awareness and destructive behavior is clear. Jealousy becomes toxic when it spirals into unwarranted suspicion, controlling behavior, emotional manipulation, and the painful erosion of trust. Your journey to a healthier, more balanced life, where you control your emotions instead of being controlled by them, can begin now. To learn more or to book a session, please contact me on Facebook on the Dion Bicycle page. Until next time, keep embracing the difficult feelings and exploring what it means to live with a truly balanced mind.